True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
The Carson Anderson radio program, 248-539-9797. We got a Thanksgiving Day edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up in the noon hour here on 97.1. Always a popular thing. Scott, there was an announcement yesterday that Lions season ticket prices are expected to remain the same price. So apparently the ticket prices will not be raised next year, according to multiple media reports. You know, it's when ticket prices go up, people get pissed. Ticket prices never go down, almost ever. When they stay the same, I'm not sure it's news. It feels like it's news, but it's not bad news. But I don't know. If you're a Lions season ticket holder, I don't know. Do you celebrate this? Hey, ticket prices aren't going up. Is the only thing you'd celebrate is if ticket prices go down?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you're happy that they didn't go up, because didn't they go up this year?
Yes.
So that's the thing. If they go up 1 year and they remain flat, I think you're like, all right, thank you. But you know what's going to happen. The prices only go up. They don't go down. They'll only go up at some point.
The only organization I ever remember significantly lowering ticket prices was like 90s Pistons. The Billy Owens Pistons.
Oh, boy.
I feel like they lowered ticket prices, and that suddenly became an incredibly young crowd.
Yeah, and it's 30 years ago.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. They almost never come down. So I don't know that people are going to celebrate, because my guess is most fans, great, my super expensive tickets are still going to be merely super expensive next year. Nobody's making anybody buy them. Got it. But, you know, I think this isn't terrible news. Because when ticket prices go up, people obviously are pissed.
Yeah.
So you were a long time, your family was a long time season ticket holder.
I wouldn't say long time. We had them for a handful of years.
Okay.
In the early 80s. Yeah.
And what made you guys get out?
My dad had gotten the tickets for his business. He was using that to take clients out to, it was like a business perk type thing. He had his own business. So that's why he did that. And I think as we got older, and we're busier, my brother and I, with other things and going on, that I think you realize, okay, well, we don't need to go to the Lions games anymore. If we want to go, we'll just buy a ticket to certain games.
Yeah.
So it just kind of ran its course after a few years. You know, little did we know that I was going to end up going into this line of work and be going all the time. But it was a thrill as a kid, you know, when you're in your just entering, I think I was 10 years old when we had the first year we had tickets. So like from 10 to 15, we've got season tickets. That's perfect time. I mean, that I absolutely became a Lions fan during that time. And the Billy Sims era was awesome to watch. And we had two different, the first couple of years we had season tickets that were kind of on the goal line ish, but they were in the lower level. They were pretty good seats for there. But we wanted to be closer to midfield. So then the last couple of years, we got them, which is the fun part as a kid. When you got to go to the stadium to pick out your season tickets, so they open up to the Silver Dome at the time. And all the available season tickets had like red flags on the seats. So my dad's like, all right, go take a look and see what you like, you know, and we all start running around, whatever. And we ended up settling on seats were at like the 40-yard line, mm-hmm. but the second row from the top of the Silver Dome. If you remember how steep that was up there, it's a little frightening. But as a little kid, you're like, yeah, I'm climbing, woo. And then you get there on game day and there's 80,000 people in the Silver Dome and you got to climb. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
But picking those seats out was a lot of fun. It was a great memory.
Kang, what do you make of this news?
So obviously it's always good that they don't go up. These are like first world good sports team problems, right?
Yep.
Like, yeah,
yep.
We have a really good football team. Prices are expensive. My only concern is because eventually they will go up again at some point is the young fan and the family. Like you were just describing how you were 10 years old and that was awesome. I only go to about one or two Lions games a year. I haven't been to one this year. Last year I went and I felt like I didn't see a ton of kids, you know, and I don't know how that works for teams trying to develop that young fan base to continue growing and being a fan their whole lives. Because as a family, how many tickets can you afford?
Sure.
You know, like it's different between if us three are like, hey, we're buddies, let's all get, you know, a ticket and, you know, a section of three or whatever, row three, we can all pay for ourselves. But when you want to start bringing one of your kids, two of your kids, whatever, I mean, that adds up, man. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that have to figure out who can go, who can't go.
You know, it's funny because I think every year, we collectively as a family are like, what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? And every year a Lions game gets proposed. And every year it's, and then look, we're trying to get tickets on the secondary market. So, but every year we go, that's a lot of money and just decide not to think about all the things we can do with the money instead of going to the Lions game and just sit at home and watch it, which we're almost always happy. We have done the Thanksgiving Day thing game in the past. Had a great time. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it is an expensive day.
It becomes a really expensive day. I was actually thinking about this the other day, how things were way different back then. Because, okay, tickets were, you know, for the time in like 1983, if you're paying $20 for a ticket, that's like, oh, I had to shell out $100 for tickets. I'm like, that's for four tickets. You're shelling out $250 for a single ticket here in Detroit in some cases.
Did your math there?
Yeah, well, I know it was 80 for four, but I'm saying at the time it would be like $20 a ticket after fees and everything else.
You're okay,
probably looking at $100 to take the family out to the game.
Gotcha. So, yeah, just want to make sure
my math worked.
Yeah. Okay, good.
But it's amazing that, you know, for a family of four back in 1983, that's the cost of a single ticket,
mm-hmm.
if you're lucky, on the secondary market when the team is good. You know, yep. The team had some good years back then, too.
The amazing thing is, we went through years and years and years of disappointments and people still went. This is such a football town. And I know that became a point of contention that, you know, those people stopped going. Things are never going to get better. And I'm like, yeah, except the league makes so much money on everything else. The ticket sales are just a percentage of their income. They'll probably be fine without. Of course, they want to sell out. But now, I always feel bad for the loyal fan that was there forever and had this commodity. You owned this commodity of a Lion ticket. And part of the reason you owned it is because you could afford it. Obviously, you could afford it. And then the team gets good and the commodity price goes up. And now you've put in all these lean years. If you get priced out, it sucks. I'm sure that there's not, like what we're talking about, again, and the breaking news is that for the last 24 hours, it's announced that Lions ticket prices for next year are going to stay flat. But there's probably a portion of our audience that we're talking about that went through a lot of crappy years and now can't afford to go.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck.
It's almost like it's too bad there's not some sort of grandfathered in. If you've been doing it for 10 years at this price, your ticket price won't go up as much.
It's just like anything else.
But that's like an altruistic world.
Yeah, it's inflation. Everything's more. You know, your house costs more. Your car costs more. The tickets for games cost more.
It feels like sports teams should be a little bit different than every other business. And I'll get to that in a second why. But when I ask every person about whatever they do for a living, and you ask them, would you, if you could get, make more money and charge more for your services and make more money, would you? And everyone says yes. And that's kind of what's happening here with sports, right? Is
100%.
It's a business that can charge more and still sell out. And it's just like whatever you do for a living. The one difference is in sports, it feels like there should be some sort of concession made to fans because the fans are emotional owners of the team.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Emotional ownership is not a real thing, but it's true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we don't emotionally own. We have no rights as an owner, but it... Without the fans, there's nothing, and maybe sports teams shouldn't always be operating to squeeze every penny out of their fan base.
Oh, there's also no socialism in sports either.
No, there's not. But squeeze every penny out of the TV networks. Squeeze every penny out of your advertisers. But don't squeeze every penny out of your fans. Now, then teams will see the fans that buy the tickets go, all right, I've saved money on my ticket because it's undervalued. I can turn around and sell this and I can make the money. And the teams are like, well, wait a second. We can make that money. We're giving away money to our fans who are selling our tickets. But hey, at least the prices aren't going up. We'll get back to what's going to happen on the field. Other stuff going on, of course, including a big Piston game tonight at Boston. It's NBA Cup game, Scott.
I did not know that. Now it's a big game.
Yep.
Now it's a big game. Before and it was just Boston.
But talk about a big game. Tonight's the Zamboni Gravy Boat game at LCA. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.